Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And there was another story that I have about burglars before Christmas, or at least not burglars, but crime.
Idiot people.
Idiot people.
There's a lot of those.
Well, this time it was two guys, and they both were stupid and involved. And it was a few days before Christmas. It was a couple of homeless men named Elijah Smart and Marquise White, and not so smart, actually.
I was going to say.
Broke into a house in Santa Monica, California. And what they did was they proceeded to shower.
Oh.
So, I mean, hey, look.
They just needed a good place to take a shower?
Sure. So, at least going in, and instead of like, hey, we're going to steal some stuff, it's like, you know, we need a good shower. And so that's what they did. And then they started cooking themselves a meal.
Oh.
So they did that.
So they must have known these people weren't coming home.
Well, no, because the owner did come home. Robbie Spillman showed up after doing some Christmas shopping. You know, you're out doing Christmas shopping. You go on. He's like, wow, I don't remember leaving the lights on.
Or making anything for dinner before I left.
What's that?
Interesting.
And goes in, and Smart and White were still in the residence.
Oh, that's scary.
And so at this point, you would expect Smart and White to flee.
One would think.
Run. You know, get
out of
there.
Unless they're in a towel.
Yeah, well, there's that. So, and I don't have any report on that part.
On their clothing.
Don't have that information. Yeah. So they're cooking bacon with a towel around their waist. Hey!
That's a bad idea.
Want some bacon? And so, again, rather than fleeing, what they did, they asked Spillman if they could hang out for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Because
no.
At this point,
would be the answer.
Say, hey, look, we didn't steal anything. You're out of milk, by the way.
So weird.
Yeah.
Were they high as a kite?
I don't know.
They must have been. Like, who does that?
Well, I think maybe they just thought, you know, look, we're
that's a good way to get shot by somebody.
We're a couple of nice guys.
Oh,
we're not, not doing anything wrong. Just you wanna eat something here? And so a spooked Spillman, he played along because he's smart. I mean, this is what you know.
Yeah, you don't totally freak out in front of him.
And so he asked the bear, hey, can I get you guys anything? Right. At this point, it's like, hey, we're buddies.
What do you need, a drink?
Yeah. It's like, right, you know, what do you think? You know, I got a spare room. You guys
just free to spend
stay
the
as long as you want. And then he secretly called 911.
Perfect.
And then police showed up, arrested Smart and White for burglary. And Spillman observed his trash kitchen. And the TV station in L.A. was there showing that. He says, I'm probably just going to throw it all away. Well, yeah. I think what
you're not
going
to eat the food they made.
I know, this
weird.
Is what I'm thinking. It's like, I probably wouldn't either.
Really, but gross.
The way the story reads, he observed his trash kitchen and said, "I'm probably going to throw it all away." I'm thinking he's getting rid of the kitchen. I mean, things
just
like utensils, the stove, everything.
We're if they touched it, it's gone.
Yeah, going all new. So, all right, no word on whether he's replacing the shower. I don't know about that part.
Maybe he didn't know yet.
Did they leave the wet towels on the floor?
So
I mean,
gross.
Hopefully they were, courteous about it. Like, hey, just want to hang out for a while. What's the problem?
Right,
there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.